Construction in the Park City Library and Education Building will start next February, right after the 2014 Sundance Film Festival, and is expected to run for 12 to 15 months. The plan is to expand the library, create a temporary senior center, set up a permanent home for the cooperative preschool, and open up the third floor for more public space. Generally, council members on Thursday did not favor the library staying on site during construction, even though, as Dick Peaton noted, Smith's Grocery at Kimball Junction did that.
I mean, the on-site option is certainly doable if Smith's can do it and sell food. But I'm not sure we can find a contractor that can do that.
Mayor Dana Williams said it would be crazy to attempt staying in the building. The drawbacks would be noise, dust, and fumes during construction and having to shift the library as many as three different times. The other three options are to move the library to the Miners Hospital, the former site of the facility some 30 years ago, or go to a private space of about 4,000 square feet, or go to a larger space at about 8,000 square feet. The city's economic development and budget manager has recommended moving to the Miners Hospital and to some of the surrounding buildings in City Park. The library board and staff favored moving to a private space as large as possible, or failing that, to the Miners Hospital. Economic Development Manager Jonathan Weidenhammer said there are five possible sites for a 4,000-foot space. Current cost estimates for that option are about $70,000. He said there's only one spot to accommodate 8,000 square feet. The cost for that would be about $102,000. Councilmember Liza Simpson said initially that the Miners Hospital looked like the best bang for the buck. Later, she amended that to say she's also considering one of the outside space options.
I still think what I said at the beginning, but when I look at the cost chart, and Miners is $59,000, and a smaller, the 4,000 square foot option, is a whole whopping $11,000 more. I mean, I don't want to be penny-wise. So I'm looking at the bottom line, which means the difference between going to Miners and renting an off-site place at 4,000 square feet, while it is a lower level of service, it's only a difference money-wise of $12,000. And if we're going to spend more than that trying to relocate Sundance for 5 months, as well as the conflict that we have with the rec building, I would say those are my two favorite options, but until I actually have better numbers, I can't answer that question.
Council member Cindy Matsumoto said she feels conflicted spending on an option to continue library service while she doesn't want to add to the budget for the library project. She also noted the city spent a considerable amount to move recreational facilities during the Park City MARC project.
Well, we spent $500,000 moving the exercise equipment and having a temporary thing for people to exercise, but I'm not inclined to want to change a budget from, you know, 5.6 to any higher, because it sounds awfully high, but, you know, we've done it for the exercise people. And, you know, I'm sorry it wasn't in the budget in the beginning, because now it looks like we're, being either mean or something. I don't know. But I'm reluctant to up that budget because it was such a stretch in the first place from originally.
The council directed Weidenhammer to come back with more financial numbers on the options. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.